This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Doug Largent was known for a long time around New York as a jazz bass player. And almost 10 years ago, he taught himself to play the organ and launched the Doug Largent Trio. You only need one more guy. He's already playing bass and organ. No, actually, he's got three guys in the band, and he is a native of Chapel Hill, went to Carolina, and in addition to gigs with his trio, he shares music and dance with children. He's the music director for North Carolina Arts in Action. Doug Largent is here. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Frank.
Good to have you here. And also on chromatic harmonica is Grant Osborne. Hi, Grant.
Hello. Hello.
It's great to have you. He had a harmonica in his mouth. So Nick Baglio's on the drums. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Frank, good to see you.
And he had to stand up to reach his microphone. But we're all here, and this is the Doug Largent Trio. So, Doug, you were on the show back in 2012, and were you making the transition at that time from bass to organ?
I was just starting to learn the organ. I mean, it's an instrument that takes a long time to master, and I'm getting a little further. I'm getting a little better at it, but still have a long ways to go.
Because the bass, four strings. You should have stuck with that.
Versus 122 keys.
A lot of 122 keys and all different tones. So, but why'd you make the transition? What was in it for you?
Well, I think ever since I was a kid, I wanted to play the organ just based on hearing the organist in my church. But I always thought it was going to be really, really hard, and I was scared to get started. And then finally, I figured I wasn't getting any younger. It was time for me to do it.
You can construct a trio any which way. You added a harmonica, which is not usual. What made you think about doing that for a trio?
Well, I really like Grant.
how about a great harmonica player? Isn't that
great harmonica player is a good start, but it's also one of those instruments that it seems like it's connected directly to the soul.
It's just
such a beautiful instrument.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, why don't we hear an example of all of that right now? Will you do a song for us?
Sure. Here's "Summer in Central Park." 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
There we go. The Doug Largent Trio, Summer in the Creek, a song by Horace Silver, Doug Largent on the organ, Grant Osborne on chromatic harmonica, Nick Baglio on the drums. They're going to be performing at the Grove Winery Jazz Festival in Gibsonville, North Carolina, Saturday, June 30th. Grant Osborne, I would like to ask you a question because we were talking about this going into the, you know, getting ready for this show. Grant's going to be here. He's playing the harmonica. And I now see in the script that it is a chromatic harmonica. Does this mean there is a diatonic harmonica, or is that not the right dichotomy?
Right. There's a diatonic harmonica, which is smaller and it does not have the slide. The slide raises the pitch. Basically, you have a reed plate on the top.
You got a little thumb thing there, like a little thing that you can
right.
push in.
So there's a reed plate on the top and the bottom, and the slide will access either the reed plate so that you can get the full chromatic scale.
So that, and which is a jazz thing. This is one of the things that kind of distinguishes the jazz sound, chromatic scales versus diatonic.
Correct.
You should all go look that up. Everybody right now, go ahead, look up chromatic diatonic, and you know what we're talking about. And then tell me, because I don't know. But that's very cool. And is that, so when I hear people like Toots Thielemann and others, are they all playing chromatic?
Yes. Toots and also Stevie Wonder would be the other famous one.
I'm learning every day, and that's why I do this show. Ask me a question, Doug. Now, let me ask you a question. And the question would be, you work with the kids. Tell us about that. Yeah.
North Carolina Arts in Action. Well, we go into schools, and we have a 16-week program where we meet with fourth grade classes once a week for an hour and basically teach them dance moves in order for them to grow in sort of a non-academic way, you know, to be more confident, learn to work together.
Yeah, well, not only do they become more confident and work together, which you do in a collaborative, any kind of collaborative enterprise like the arts, it also helps the academics, as we know. There's great research that says if you're doing work in the arts, lots of good things happen up in your skull, and it helps you with math and everything else.
Yes.
Good stuff. Would you do another song for us?
Sure. Here's The Shadow of Your Smile. 1, 2, and 3, 4. Thank you.
The Shadow of Your Smile, the Doug Largent Trio. Doug Largent on the organ, Grant Osborne on the chromatic harmonica, Nick Baglio on the drums. Doug Largent Trio going to be performing at the Grove Winery Jazz Festival in Gibsonville on Saturday, June 30th. You can find that at our website, stateofthings.org. Talk about your repertoire. We just played a Horace Silver song, now The Shadow of Your Smile. Are you writing your own? Do you have a mix of stuff? What are you looking
for?
Well,
I love to play jazz standards, and Grant and I love to find standards that are maybe you don't hear at your local jazz gig very often, that don't get recorded very often.
Yeah. And speaking of recording, you're planning to, at this moment, put out a 45. Is that right?
Yes. We recorded it last summer, and it just takes a while to get the funding together because we're putting it out on really high-quality vinyl, and just vinyl, you have to actually hold it in your hand and put it on your record player. And you know.
And why a 45? Why vinyl?
Well, it's my statement that music is getting kind of cheapened by digital media. And here's something that you have to have in your hand, and you have to go to your friend's house, and then you have to love it or hate it. You know, you might hate it and throw it away, but you at least put some effort forth to try to.
And you know how much you love it by how you've degraded the vinyl.
Yeah, if it starts to sound really dusty and bad, then you really love it.
Well, good choice not making an LP, because actually it's cheaper. They're smaller and they got a bigger hole in the middle, so you know you got less vinyl to work with. But that's very cool. And your daughter is now picking up on music, or has, right? She's interested in music.
Oh yeah, she takes piano lessons and she's playing drums at the Chapel Hill School of Rock.
Oh, it's very cool.
Has a great time.
Very cool. Is she showing any preferences in music?
Right now, she just seems to love everything. She's just in a place where everything is wonderful.
Oh, I got to ask you one more question. You've given up on Facebook, I hear.
Oh, yeah. It's just too much. I mean, you know, a lot of political discussions. There's people, even musicians, fighting amongst each other about minute things.
Yeah.
You know, it was too much noise.
Well, I'm with you all the way. I just, what took you so long?
Right. it did take a while.
But now, what do you do? Because as a musician, I mean, the other side is that the State of Things has a Facebook page, for instance, because I understand that it is an important thing in the business to have that. I personally don't want to ever see that stuff, but somebody needs. What about you as a musician? Does it hurt you?
Oh, well, for me, right now, where the stage that I'm in and my musical development, it just makes more sense for me to spend more time in front of the keyboard and less in front of the computer. Like, that really is what pays off. Like, Facebook is not that valuable to me right now, but maybe in the future.
All right. Well, great stuff. I want to leave you time to play us out, but I want to tell everybody that you've been listening to the Doug Largent Trio with Doug Largent on organ, Grant Osborne on the chromatic harmonica, and Nick Baglio on the drums. Doug Largent Trio is going to be in Gibsonville on Saturday, June 30th, for the Grove Winery Jazz Festival. And you can find out more about that show at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley's our technical director, with help today from Al Wodarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, once again, the Doug Largent Trio.
Here's home cooking. One, two.